The number of Australians who have registered for help to leave the Middle East region has jumped to about 2,900 in Iran and 1,300 in Israel. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia has suspended bus evacuations from Israel after the US strike on Iran's nuclear facilities, but is making preparations for potential evacuations if airspace in Israel reopens. Australia has also sent two defense planes to the Middle East in non-combat roles to assist civilian evacuations. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Senator Wong say Australia's security agency, ASIO, is constantly monitoring terror threat levels. And at this stage, there has been no change in any travel advice.
There are always risks, not only from escalation in the region, but also potential for risk more broadly. I indicated publicly this morning that I have asked my department to consider whether there's any alteration to travel advice more generally.